I'm George Walker. Cameron McIntosh's Bobleil and Schoenberg's Les Miserables at the IU Auditorium is in town for 8 performances. It returns in a new staging through Sunday, February 9th. Les Mis is an opera that explores how love and redemption may overcome entrenched injustice and evil. Valjean, sent to the galleys for 5 years for stealing a loaf of bread, is set free. But with a yellow card from policeman Javert, that means there's no honest work for him. It's IU grad Andrew Mon as the Bishop Dane, whose generosity changes Valjean's path from crime to redemption, while another IU grad, Brian Eads, leads the performance. Valjean tears up his yellow card and becomes a successful businessman and mayor. Fantine, Mary-Kate Moore, is thrown into the streets by Valjean's own jealous workers. First, she parts with a locket, then her hair, and then Fantine's about to part with her virtue to join the lovely ladies. But Valjean rescues her from his unsuspecting nemesis, the implacable policeman Javert, Preston Truman Boyd. As a cart is overturned, pinning a man underneath, Valjean is able to lift it off, and Javert recognizes the parole-violating former convict, and is convinced when Valjean escapes after freeing another arrested in his stead. As she dies, Fantine makes Valjean promise to care for her daughter Cosette. The rescue of little Cosette, Emily Jewel Hoder, introduces the tavern-keeping Thénardiers, Jimmy Smagula, and Michel Doughty. At their overly complicated den of iniquity, even blind men are more or less innocent victims, and Valjean pays a heavy price to these two for Cosette. 9 years later, the years pass quickly in Les Mis, a grown Cosette, Gillian Butler, is the wealthy Valjean's ward Cosette. Phoenix Best has also grown as the Thénardier's daughter, Éponine. Both the gentle Cosette and the streetwise Éponine fall for the student Marius, a dashing Joshua Grosso. Marius is struck by Cosette, while Éponine must help and hide her own love. With the death of a popular leader, Marius joins the student revolutionaries led by Enjolet, a charismatic Matt Schindeldecker. The students build a barricade and call for others to join them. Javert comes as a spy and is unmasked by the street urchin Gavroche, Patrick Scott McDermott. Valjean asks to dispose of him, and he frees the policeman. The people don't join the students, but they vow to die as a sign. The message-bearing Éponine is wounded, and as she dies in Marius's unsuspecting arms, I shed a few tears. Gavroche is also killed. Marius, too, is wounded, and Valjean takes him to safety through the sewers. The flashes of light, the gunshots, and the general activity made the barricade an effective theater piece. But the varied projections and the fog of the sewers were a real tour de force. Once again, Javert comes upon the pair, and when he permits Valjean to continue with Marius, he snaps. His cast-iron hold on justice doesn't work, and Javert dramatically drowns himself in the Seine. Marius recovers in Cosette's care. Valjean confesses his past and departs, and at their wedding, the Thénardiers try to blackmail Marius, and as he unmasks them, he realizes that it was Valjean who rescued him. Marius and Cosette go to the aged Valjean, and he explains his life to Cosette. The ministering spirits of Fantine and Éponine come to guide him to heaven as the students look on. Wednesday night's audience applauded for each song, and as the cast assembled for the curtain call, rose to their feet as Valjean appeared. Les Mis plays through February 9th at the IU Auditorium. You may find a pre-show interview with Andrew Mon at wfiu.org/arts. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.